Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
A big call out to all patriots to join us Sunday night for a special 2 Chronicles 7:14 prayer meeting. A major enemy stronghold in our highest court has been identified, and we need to pull it down. You'll understand why as I lay out the number one concern going forward in our effort to drain the swamp. The great Trump-Musk duo comes through big time. Our stranded astronauts are returned home, greeted by a committee of dolphins and friendly American faces. Also, the Taliban released an American hostage kept in prison for 2 years in Afghanistan. For the astronauts, it was an 8-day assignment that turned into 9 months, or close to it. For George Glasman, it was a planned 5-day tourist trip that turned into a 2-year nightmare. A contrast in comedy, comparing conservative MAGA humor to progressive MAGA humor. Progressive MAGA? Wait for it. Satan is beating on the doors of the Kansas Capitol in Topeka. Next Friday, the openly anti-Christian hate group, which among other Luciferian doctrines, holds that, quote, only might is right, and violence is the ultimate source of all authority, end quote, plan to enter the Kansas Capitol and, quote, break crosses, destroy Bibles, and dedicate the Capitol building to the devil, end quote. Apparently, these Satanists plan to conduct what is called a black mass, in which they create a mockery of the Catholic mass. So, what do you think about that, Mr. Brain Masseur? We'll go into it. While the Children of Disobedience plan to claim the Kansas Capitol, his public school teachers in Indiana are corrupting the young. Now, here's a teacher that forced students to participate in orgies and then attempted to keep them quiet by threatening to kill herself if anyone told on her. Yeah, that's a great teacher for you. I'll probably give most of my time to this Judas in the judiciary point I'm going to make today. It's very concerning. You need to be apprised of it. And I invite you to a 2 Chronicles 7:14 prayer meeting this Sunday night as we spiritually address this thing, March 23rd, 5 p.m. at the Lighthouse. That's 1310 West Bataravia Road, Santa Maria, California. You can call 805-714-0786 for directions or any other questions you might have. 1310 West Bataravia Road, Santa Maria, California, 5 p.m. this Sunday evening. Whoa, check out this sixth generation fighter that's about to go into production. Nothing in the world is faster, more maneuverable, and more stealthy than the new F-47 fighter jet. F-47. Will Cash cash the check America gave him to run down the baddies and deliver them to Bondi to, surrender their bonds? Yeah, you're right. That was droll. Not quite chucklesome. More waggish than witty. But like I tell my students, get the point, stay on point, and you won't get lost in the weeds. Anyway, who signed Biden's pardons? Hint, it wasn't Biden. And what does that do to their enforceability? That's a question very important to a lot of folk out there. 4.2 thousand, many, as a matter of fact. Trump says this voids their pardons. That shaking you feel under your feet is the vibration caused by the trembling of criminals, including child predators, rapists, murderers, and political criminals who just got the news. Even the guys who do daily reports and debriefs on the news will agree. It's impossible to keep up with all that's going on. And it's especially challenging for a single 28-minute radio show that airs twice on weekends only. So I provide a brain massage live podcast on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And you can find it on Rumble, X, Facebook, LinkedIn. I usually go on sometime between 7 and 8 p.m. And the program lasts about between 60 and 90 minutes. It's a more casual format and provides some limited response to feedback. If you want to be added to the notifications list with links to available platforms, go to brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. And the word massage has two S's, by the way. And remember, it's a .net, not a .com. Brainmassage.net, I'll need your email address, and then click the button that gives me permission to add you to the notifications list. And your text number is optional. Okay, my friends, that's it. Let's get to your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
All right, a major enemy stronghold in our highest court has been exposed, and we need to pull it down. You'll understand when I lay out the number one concern going forward in our effort to drain the swamp. I'll do that in the second segment because I want to leave that matter impressed on your mind after I sign off today. The Trump-Musk duo comes through big time. Our stranded astronauts splashed down, greeted by dolphins and friendly American faces, and finally back into the embrace of their families. Now, Musk offered to help them come home during Biden's administration, but he was turned down because he had come out for Trump for petty political reasons. The Democrat usurper president left those astronauts cramped in the limited quarters of the International Space Station. They were supposed to return on a Boeing spacecraft, Starliner, I think is what it's called, but due to technical issues that developed when they docked to the space station, the experts decided it wasn't safe to bring the astronauts home in it. So they brought that pod down and it came back safely, but without the astronauts. Musk volunteered to use his SpaceX capsule to save the day, but was refused by Biden. And all the squawk about whether they were stuck in space or stranded in space is stupid. If they could have come home, they would, right? If there wasn't some kind of a problem, it's obvious they would have come home. Now, maybe there is a provision for an abandon the ship scenario, but that's hardly an excuse for dismissing the frustration, anxiety of separation from family and living for extended periods in the cramped space of the space station. Let me tell you what makes this a case of stranded astronauts, because that's exactly what it was. And let me tell you why. Biden was offered the same deal Musk made to Trump. Biden refused because, in his estimation, it was not politically advantageous. Musk had committed his vote to Trump. So Biden's narcissism left the astronauts stranded in space. Yep, Biden did that too. Now, maybe I'll have more for you on this Saturday night Brain Massage Live. The Taliban released George Glesman, and an American hostage, by the way, kept in prison for 2 years in Afghanistan for touring while American. The astronauts, it was an 8-day assignment that turned into a 9-month ordeal. And for George Glesman, it was a planned 5-day tourist trip that turned into a 2-year nightmare. Biden pulled out our troops from Afghanistan in 2021, abandoning billions of dollars in munitions to the terrorists and exposing hundreds of American lives to danger and abandonment. Yeah, that's what he did. Trump fired Milley for this, and then the American people took care of firing Biden. But anyway, maybe Biden and Milley can share a cell together for their betrayal of America, our soldiers, and the honor of all of those who died in that 20 years war, 2001 to 2021. Add to their cell whoever was auto presiding over Biden's presidency. Auto presiding. You get it? Oh, you haven't heard of the auto pen? So you know what I mean by auto presiding, right? There's no machine that functions as the... I know that. Well, I mean, laying aside the theories that Biden had a robot stand-in. The auto pen does stand in for the president, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, think about it. So somebody acting as the president used the auto pen to sign those pardons. The auto press. Oh, yeah, okay. Doesn't quite work. I get it. Puppet press. That's more like it. Anyway, the first Manchurian president, Obama, should be thrown in there with the first puppet president, Biden, and Milley. After all, he's the guy, that is Obama, who funded the terrorists by financing Iran and creating ISIS in the first place. Now, having Obama in there will also help with the DEI issue a little bit, right? Of only having two white men in the cell, right? But then you'll need a female, too. How about Dylan Mulvaney or Leah Thomas? You're telling me they didn't commit a crime? Well, I guess that depends on how you look at it. Apparently my sense of humor is not making sense to you. The J6 protesters didn't commit a crime either. I'm just saying. Oh, and neither did Trump, and neither did Stone, and neither did Flynn, and okay. I withdraw the sentence for Mulvaney and Thomas. Okay. After all, it was only four adults living in a space the approximate size of a three-bedroom house on the space station, stuck there for 9 months. So, you know, maybe it doesn't quite equate out to four stuck in a little cell there in the prison. Anyway, Biden abandoned the Americans in Afghanistan in August of 2021. And this guy, George, he looks pretty good for 65 or 66, whatever he is, went on a five-day tourist trip into Afghanistan in December of 2022. During the aftermath of the disastrous withdrawal, a lot of vets went in on their own to pull Americans out who had been abandoned by Biden and Milley. As far as I can find, George Glesman was not a vet and was in the habit of making these sorts of trips, over 100, I understand. Simply decided he was interested in the culture and scenery of Afghanistan during a time when tensions were very high in the aftermath of that botched withdrawal, and an American tourist would be very interesting to the Taliban, don't you think? I mean, you know, it gets you to start thinking, now, I'm glad he's home. And even if he was there to take care of some other business, I'm glad he's home. I would be even honored that he went. But I find all of this very interesting, don't you? A contrast in comedy comparing conservative MAGA humor and progressive MAGA humor. Now, what's that? Conservative MAGA is Make America Great Again. And progressive MAGA refers to the progressive Make America Godless agenda. Okay? Anyway. So here's a sample of conservative MAGA humor. Trump Truths on Truth Social commenting on the Tesla terrorists. I look forward to watching the sick terrorist thugs get 20-year jail sentences for what they are doing to Elon Musk and Tesla. Perhaps they could serve them in the prisons of El Salvador, which have become so recently famous for such lovely conditions, end quote. Har har. We get the humor. But it's certain to have the heads exploding on the shoulders of godless progressives all over the country. Headline, Trump vows to arrest mostly peaceful Tesla protesters and send them to El Salvador. And then here's an example of the progressive Make America Godless agenda in one of their falling stars, Jimmy Kimmel. He shows pictures of Teslas exploding and burning while reporting that Tesla's stock is plummeting to the uproarious applause of his audience. While making a smirky sort of an aside comment, don't vandalize now, don't vandalize, with obvious sardonic undertones that the laughter and applause of his audience indicated made its mark upon the funny bone of his crowd. Now, friend, that doesn't require commentary, but just to finish the point, see the contrast. MAGA conservatives mock criminals who vandalize the private property and otherwise terrorize their neighbors with whom they disagree politically, while we mock the criminals that vandalize the private property of their neighbors, whether they agree with them or not. Once again, the Dems are seen to be on the side of the violent, and the conservatives are clearly on the side of those who are against violence. You might find it interesting to learn that the world got divided between the lovers of lies and violence and the lovers of truth and peace when John the Baptist began preaching the kingdom of God. Jesus said, quote, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, end quote. Have you ever wondered how the kingdom of heaven could suffer violence or be taken by force? Well, then let me recommend my book, God's War. You can order it through Amazon or just about any other place you buy books, or go to godswar2020.com. But I'm looking at my time, and I'm going to need to take a short break. Hold on, the Brain-Masseur will be right back.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Available wherever you buy your books.
The devil he is. Pastor Scheinbach is.
is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry art, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. We finished the first segment by pointing out the fact that when you look at what makes conservative MAGA laugh and what makes progressives laugh, well, the fundamental difference is this. Progressives laugh and mock when Americans are failing in their business or suffering under angry leftist vandals. We mock and poke fun at the vandals and sympathize with their victims whether or not we agree with their politics. And for them, it's all about politics. And I pointed out that the world got divided between the lovers of lies and violence and the lovers of truth and peace when John the Baptist began preaching the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." If you have ever wondered how the kingdom of heaven could suffer violence or be taken by force, I invite you to get my book, God's War. You can order it through Amazon or just about any other place you buy books, but I recommend you go to godswar2020.com. Or you can be one of the first five to call in after the show and say, "I want the book," and then give me your shipping address so I can send it to you. You'll get the book free, and if your address is within the continental United States, well, I'll cover the shipping for you. The spirit of the enemy of our liberties is the spirit of Satan himself, whom the Bible says is prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Now, that's everyone who refuses to obey the gospel command to repent and believe on Jesus Christ. Satan can take them captive at his will. The children of obedience have repented of their sins, confessed Jesus is Lord, believed he died for their sins and rose from the dead, and they have called on his name to save them. The children of disobedience are of the spirit of hate. They hate the truth, they love darkness, and most unwittingly, but all truly do follow Satan, who is the father of lies, and they approve hate-filled violence. Those who are genuine Christians are lovers of the truth and seek peace. Satan is beating on the doors of the Kansas Capitol in Topeka. Now, next Friday, the openly anti-Christian hate group, which among Luciferian doctrines holds that only might is right and violence is the ultimate source of all authority, plan to enter the Kansas Capitol, break crosses, destroy Bibles, and dedicate the Capitol building there to the devil. Apparently, these Satanists plan to conduct what is called a black mass, in which they create a mockery of the Catholic mass. So, what does the brain masseur think about all that? I believe in freedom of religion, but I do not believe it's appropriate for any government of a Christian nation on the state or federal level, or on the county level or city level, to allow Satanists to use public buildings representing that Christian nation to blaspheme the Christian faith upon which this country was built and to dedicate then the capital of that state, city, whatever, to Satan. That would be a big mistake, the kind of mistake Nebuchadnezzar made that caused a whole lot of problems in Babylon. Understand that these Satanists are not there to promote their faith. They are there to tear down Christianity and to replace Christianity with Satanism, to dedicate the state of Kansas to Satan and claim it for the devil. And this is a time for Christians to rise up and say, Jesus Christ is king and Satan is not. He's the adversary. The Satanists can believe what they choose to believe, but they should not be encouraged to think they can take over our centers of political power. I warned that one day this would happen, that the issue in America with religious liberty would come to a head and that we would have to have this argument, and here it is. You better read God's War. It will help you sort through all this. Now, I want to talk to you about the Judas judiciary. Curious revelations about Chief Justice Roberts have surfaced that answer questions that we've had that have mystified us. He seemed to have suddenly flipped during the Obamacare debate. He had made statements indicating he was going to strike down that blatantly unconstitutional law, but then changed his mind very suddenly and swung the court to support it. We notice lately that Roberts has rebuked Trump, having had nothing to say about Biden's business all the way through, but he rebuked Trump openly because Trump called for the impeachment of a judge, James Boasberg, the Obama-appointed judge who, it turns out, had a hand in writing the FISA warrant creating Spygate, and lately has attempted to usurp the executive branch from the bench and take the constitutional power of the presidency from the duly elected president and act against the Constitution and the will of the people. It turns out that James Boasberg is president of a private club for jurists where they relax and talk about cases and stuff. And they make deals. It's one of the American inns of court, as they're called. Inn, by the way, like tavern. A private club for jurists or judges. With, by the way, Ketanji Brown is the vice president of this particular inn of court. And the secretary is Judge Amit Mehta, who provides her courtroom for some of the meetings. Well, it turns out that Judge Roberts attends these meetings and is named an honorary bencher. It's a bit of judge jargon that identifies one who presides over a court or holds a bench. If he is a member, and it is suspected that he is, his membership is kept secret. But Alex says, quote, he's known to go there, end quote. So you have Chief Justice Roberts hobnobbing with these radical judges. And then we discover that Roberts had his hands in creating the FISA warrants used to spy on Donald Trump and undermine his first term. Here's an article titled Chief Justice John Roberts, The Hidden Hand Behind the Surveillance State. In addition, we find out that Judge Roberts was the justice responsible for all 11 FISA court judges who allowed this illegal spy ring to spy on Trump. And so we have yet another connection between Roberts and Spygate. So Roberts gets testy when Trump suggests one of his comrades in robes, a fellow of the inn, should be impeached. And the judge Trump called out had his hands in writing the FISA warrants to spy on Trump. And we learned that Roberts was consulted and up to his neck in this as well. And furthermore, that Roberts fraternizes with this guy, this judge friend that Trump picked on. So anyway, then we learn that Judge Roberts adopted two children out of Ireland, we understand, and got a little help in fudging the rules that require 1 year residency in Ireland in order to adopt. But what is really concerning really isn't that, although that's whatever. It turns out that Epstein assisted Roberts in his adoption. What? Yeah, a whistleblower who is active on social media under the username John Here to Help worked closely with Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general from 2017 to 2019, Trump's first term, who turned out to be a deep state worm and was replaced by another deep state mole, William Barr. And we know what he did. Anyway, who would involve Epstein in a matter of adopting children? What? And all of this begins to make sense of why Roberts would write the decision in Gore versus Bush in the election controversy that involved Chads and all that. Remember? Yeah, probably those of you who are younger wouldn't, but I remember it. And Roberts wrote the decision that allowed that case to be heard and gave standing and ruled in favor of Bush on the issue of equal protection. But in 2020, a case was brought before him that he refused to hear. Was an election tampering case, very similar in most respects to this one with Bush. He dismissed the plaintiffs on the ground they had no standing, which virtually contradicted his position in the Bush election case. And there was never any explanation for this. I've been thinking about the Epstein files and how critical I believe they are to breaking up the deep state. Now, this guy, this whistleblower, John, also testifies that Roberts participated in, quote, entrapment schemes set up to blackmail prominent officials using the network of alleged child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, end quote. What? Now, I'm only reporting what a whistleblower said, and it's documented here in my notes. You can read it yourself and decide his trustworthiness. But I'm wondering right now if this explains much. And I'm wondering what those Epstein files reveal. And I'm wondering if, because, you know, a John Roberts name does show up on the flight logs there for Epstein Island. Just saying. But we don't know if it's this John Roberts. Now, I'm wondering if these are going to be used to break Satan's stronghold in the SCOTUS. There's been a lurking stronghold there that we haven't noticed. I'm saying we had better exercise our authority in prayer to break Satan's hold on this country. And so come on out Sunday night with the Lighthouse. The Lighthouse Baptist Church, 5 p.m. for a 2 Chronicles 7:14 prayer meeting. And we'd love to see you there and help us pray this stronghold down. I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, or you could call me. Dial 1-805-314-2114 and be among the first five calls that come in, and you'll get a free book, God's War. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.
Hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, available wherever you buy your books. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this spirit of Antichrist. The choice is clear. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.